shows up. Yeah, I'm hoping it's your lunch hour.
Triage engagement support team. This is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. This is James.
Hi, Mr. Driscoll. What can I do for you?
Number one, I'm a little bit calmed down. I actually went out and drove, and I'm in my car, and nice windy day. I'm not apologizing for my attitude, but want to clarify, my attitude is not directed at you specifically. You're a part of a collective thing that is in my way of viewing. I have a specific request. You can do it or not. To go onto the web, I've looked at the content that comes up and reviewed it from beginning to end, to use the phrase, words as, quote, temporary as toilet water, end quote. So you have to use the quotes. I will reset that. And it comes up with a messenger conversation of the man who I invited into my home when I was in Aurora, that he was going to walk with me. The walk that I eventually had was a long walk, promise that I made to the attorney in the Oakland case to walk home in protest. That's on SoundCloud. The writing that I wrote is called "Oh Kind Sir," and I wrote it to the attorney. In this, I promised I was going to walk home. In 2013, I conducted a long walk. It was September 21st, and I walked out of Oakland with the intention of walking here to San Bernardino. In the course of that, I walked quite long, considering. I made it all the way to Big Sur. There was nobody supporting me, even though I told Denver Social Services that I was going to do this walk, and everyone else in my sphere of my view. Eric Meyer, the one I was living with, was from San Bernardino, a friend of mine. He walked, long walk, from Texas to Washington State. And he has a long walk journal online. It's a long walk home.us. I am assuming it's still there. But my walk doesn't have journal presence. It used to. It was a long walk of beauty.us. But absolutely nobody in my sphere of my life kept any interest, so I let it, you know, expire. But I did have this walk. It's mentioned in the fact that this conversation exists, that I invited Michael Ian the third, who has a murder charge on his record, the fact that, you know, that didn't know that at the time.
And who is Michael?
Michael is a person that said he was going to walk with me, and the fact that I was going to walk, I had planned, this was in 2013, I had made the plan to walk on the 3rd of September in 2013. Though I had made plans to walk, and this progresses to have this messenger conversation. It goes over months and months, and you can read every single word of it. I don't care, but it has the phrase, words as, quote, temporary as toilet water, end quote. And you can find that.
Okay.
I'm telling you that we have to change the dimension to which I should be able to share my media and my writing and everything to a person involving into my life space, what's called a circle of influence. And by not doing that, you are breaking my universal basic human rights. It's Article 19.
Okay, and that's related to the Twitter blocking, correct?
I'm talking individually. Article 19 of the Universal Declaration of Basic Human Rights, and that's the freedom of expression. It has certain, you know, very poignant definitions of words in it. And I'm not able to do that with any of you, and it's not right. Thank you. I don't have anything further to say.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate you sharing that with me. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.